Welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria. Info and Herring Pod Harker Dime Dial. 10 minutes gone past 5 o'clock, and yes, the discussions continue. We turn our attention to the lingering ASU strike. It's about 7 months old at the moment, and the worst part of it is there appears to be no end in sight, at least based on information that's available at the moment. But there's been some development on the matter, as usually there is. However, whether or not that amounts to a forward movement, that remains to be seen. Well, here is a version of one of the reports in this, courtesy this day. ASU strike, FG will not sign agreement it cannot implement, says Minister. The story is called The Riders. Government reiterates offer to include 200 billion naira in 2023 budget for varsity's revitalization. And a standing arrears says it can only afford 23.5% salary increase. Professorial cadre to get 35% upward review. And constitutes team to review BRICS committee recommendations. VCs, by the way, recommend 800,000 naira salary for professors. But those riders pretty much cover the story. As you may be aware, there was a meeting yesterday, the Vice Chancellor's Committee of Vice Chancellors meeting yesterday recommended. In the meantime, Committee of Vice Chancellors of Nigerian Universities urged the federal government to increase salaries of university professors to 800,000 naira as against the 1.3 million naira negotiated by the BRICS committee. Now, this would represent a 50% salary increase offer as against the 23% increase being proposed by the federal government. Well, I think for VCs, the government was proposing 35%, I think, and 23% for others, other lecturers, as it were. Now, according to the federal government, ASU has rejected this offer, hence the continuation of the strike thus far. And as I did say as at the start of the show today, we did some computations. So if 800,000 naira amounts to a 50% increase in salary, that means that the lecturers were earning something in the region of professors were earning something in the region of 500,000 naira. Something maybe slightly over 500,000, but something in the region of 500,000 naira. 50% of that will give us about 800,000 naira. Now, if the federal government is offering 35% increase for professors only, let's say they earn 500,000 now, you know, let's just use the base amount, 500,000 plus 35%. That means the federal government is offering something in the region of 675,000 naira, something in that region for professors. What that means is other lecturers will be earning significantly less than that. The vice chancellors are recommending, the committee of vice chancellors are recommending 800,000 naira. The emeritus professor BRICS committee, by the way, set up by the government to negotiate on behalf of government with ASU, was recommending 1.2 million naira for professors. And I believe there will be consequential adjustments for other lecturers on different levels as well. I am asking you right now, what is a lecturer worth in your estimation? What's a lecturer worth? And let's use the professors as the standard, as the yardstick for measurement as far as this discussion is concerned. So government is offering about over 600,000 naira. The Committee of Vice Chancellors said 800,000 naira. Emeritus Professor Nimi Briggs Committee, negotiating on behalf of government, by the way, recommended 1.2 million naira. What do you think? I'm asking you that. I'd like to get your responses. The phone lines will hopefully be open shortly. But for now, joining via facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH, via Twitter at NigerianInfoPH. We're live on those platforms. But joining me via phone for this conversation from Abuja, thankfully, he's been able to steal out from one of the ever ongoing meetings. He was a past chairman of ASU at University of Port Harcourt, now National Investment Secretary with ASU, Dr. Ersin Sado. Dr. Sado, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dayo. Good evening, our listeners. Thank you very much.
Great. Now, let's get right to it then. The federal government claims that it put forward an offer to ASU recommending 23% increase in salary to lecturers, 35% increase for professors, also promising that it was going to make provisions for 200 billion naira In next year's budget, 150 billion for revitalization, 50 billion for payment of allowances, outstanding arrears, and the rest of that, making it a total of 200 billion naira. It says ASUU turned this down, saying it was not enough. And the Minister of Education saying that we cannot sign what we cannot implement. First, I'd like you to confirm, if you can, did the government put forward this proposal to ASUU? And did ASUU reject it?
Well, thank you very much, Dada. I think it would be good for us to put this fact in perspective. And I can confirm to you that during the period of the last, the latest engagement with government, that is the Professor Nimi Bracelet Committee, a proposal was made. An offer was made by that team. And that offer is within the range that you have reported of what government intended or intends to pay. And the committee informed us that they arrived at that after consultation with all the relevant government agencies. And by that, we were informed that they had to consult the budget office, the salary income wages and commission, the Ministry of Finance, and all these other agencies that are responsible for the financial management of the country, and that was what they had as an offer for the union.
Just to be clear, you're referring to the 1.2 million naira offer.
Exactly.
Okay, yes. All right, go ahead, please.
And when they broke that offer, because we have had two previous agreements, jettisoned by government, we were a bit circumspect. So we had an engagement. We had to go through the back door. So we had an engagement with the Minister of Education to confirm that the offer was actually coming from government. And he did confirm to us that was the offer coming from government. Because we were already really with this negotiation process, you recall it started in 2017, and I do not know where the employer negotiation will last for 5 years. We were really. So we just said, fine, if that's what government is going to offer, we were going to accept. So we accepted it. And we were accepting it on the premise that if that was going to, deal with this issue, so we can just go back to it. Shortly after that happened, we heard the Minister of Labor making a claim, still for that matter, that ASUU had offered itself a salary that was not implementable, and that they connected with Professor Brice to offer that humongous salary to itself and chase out all these other relevant agencies and all those kind of things. It wasn't the truth. And of course, Nigerians have seen through those when the Professor Maurice's Brice and his colleagues took any part of material to clearly state that was not the case. So I accepted. At the time that the Honorable Minister for Labour, Chris Ndike, was making this comment, he said that that the government had no problem paying a professor at least a million naira for salary. So we were shocked when, let alone, he came back with this latest presentation we are talking about, that they are going to offer 35% to professor, and 23.5% for the rest of the lecturers in the university system. And if you recall, about 2-3 weeks ago, it was quite in the air when our branches were talking about the monetary value. In fact, as a matter of fact, for the least lecturer, the lowest ranked lecturer in the system, it's not even. They said, between 10,000 and 50,000. I can confirm to you that it's just about 29,000 naira. Because the salary were terribly low. And so when you deal with a situation where somebody is getting, a lecturer is getting paid maybe about 79,000, I think that's about between 70 and 79,000 naira. That's what a graduate assistant pays. So when you ask what they are giving, it's somewhat about 69,000 naira. And so for those other ranks, maybe between 30,000 naira, 40,000 naira, and those graduates to it, that the upper limit of about 60,000-70,000 naira. So that's the background. And when they brought it was no longer within the premise of collective bargaining. Because what we expected at that time was that since government was the one that made the offer, we didn't reject. But we were just expecting them to sign. So to get back to us without even giving us the opportunity to have a discussion around it and just said, well, this is what we can afford, you take it or leave it. We didn't even know how to report that to our members because even government, through its own agents, had said publicly to Nigerians that they could pay off the millionaire. And how do we now, as leaders of the union, go back to our colleagues to tell them that what government agents said is not the truth? So, to a reasonable extent, this is what has happened. And if we had an opportunity to engage with government, then we would have been able to discuss this. Now, but in the process, the Minister of Education also Student Health Matters, because we have suffered so much in his ability to navigate through this difficult period. But when he went publicly as well, without even recourse to us, to say that the only issue that was being discussed or was keeping the conflict was payment of a 6 month salary. And it wasn't even an issue that had come up with discussion at that. Now, this 150 billion they are talking about, and clearly they said it will be in 2023 budget. Now, if you were a union like us that has signed about 5 memoranda of action or understanding with this same government, and none has been implemented to data, you will be, I mean, you will just be hoping that you are not also taking for another ride. So there was no way we could trust that the government that will be existing, effectively, by the time you start the election in February next year, that government is practically out of office. And we see how budgets are passed in Nigeria. Sometimes you're having a budget and up to May, the budget is not passed. And you just promise that you will give 150,000 to the entire university in 2023 budget. I do not think that any person who has dealt with this government and has had the experience we have with this government can trust that government means that they are going to do that. And we have given so much concession in the process, and we felt that, I mean, if you're going to do something about it, and recall that it's not the first time. In 2020, we had a memorandum of action with this government where this same amount of money, not exactly this amount of money, but money for this revitalization and earn allowances were also expected to be released in 2020 from 2021. And because today in 2021 budget, it was not in that budget. Today in 2022 budget, as we are seeing now, you can clearly see that it's still not in 2022 budget. And they're telling us they will put it in 2023 budget. I don't think that anybody who has suffered this kind of trust deficit between the government and the union will take that to be something you could take back to your members.
Oh, Dr. Sado, please hold us short. We have to go for a commercial break now, shortly. We'll return in a moment. The conversation will continue. Once again, let's get your take as well. How much is a lecturer, a professor worth? Let's get your responses via Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. The lines will be opened in a moment as well. My conversation with Dr. Sado continues shortly. Please stay with us.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Stu Hart Factor, Nigeria Info, and here in Port Harcourt, I'm Dio. 28 to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6. But for the moment, my conversation with Dr. Austin Sada, National Investment Secretary with us, who continues. He joins me via phone from Abuja. Dr. Sada, you're welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And we're discussing latest development as far as the ongoing ASU strike is concerned in its seventh month, even as we speak. So, Dr. Sada, you before the break, you explained the circumstances surrounding the federal government's latest offer to ASU, which was different from what its own negotiating committee, Emeritus Professor Nemi Briggs Committee, had proposed to ASU. And you're surprised that after initially offering 1.2 million as a salary for professors, obviously with consequential adjustments for other lecturers as well, it now comes up to later say, you know what, that did not come from us, even though, once again, it came from its own negotiating committee, offering a 35% increase for professors and about 23% or 23.5% for other lecturers. Now, you say that graduate assistants earn 75,000 naira. Am I right? Something in that region?
Yeah, between that and the 79.
Okay. Let's put it at 79,000, or let's just round it up to 80,000 naira. Let's say 80,000 naira for graduate assistants. If we had to add 23.5% to that, plus 23.5%, that comes down to 98,000 naira, which is an addition of about 18,800 naira. Not a lot, really, even when you think about it. But how about the position of the Committee of Vice Chancellors who have waded in? There was a meeting yesterday. Now, they are saying, okay, what was before is not good. What federal government is offering right now, 35% increase for professors, meaning they will earn something over 600,000 naira, not good enough. Nemi Briggs committee, even though it was of the federal government, and which federal government has now denied, okay, well, we can live with that. Can we put it somewhere in the region of 800,000 naira? That's what the Committee of Vice Chancellors are saying. And by the way, professors are the ones who end up becoming vice chancellors also. And even as a vice chancellor, you must still maintain contact with your colleagues, especially those who are professors, because you will not be vice chancellor forever. You will leave that position and go back to the classroom as a professor as well. So, is ASU willing to consider the proposition made by the Committee of Vice Chancellors?
Well, you see, there are a lot of things that have changed in our country. Nobody does negotiation on the basis of newspaper. As well intentioned that the Vice Chancellors may have been, I think they went a little too far, because if there are parties having conflict and you are going to mediate, for you, the principle and philosophy of mediation says that if you have you should get the concurrence of these parties to do that. Whatever you're going to do, something you will have discussed with this party. I don't know how they arrived at that situation, but I want to tell you a story. There's a
Hello, Dr. Sado.
Yes.
Can you start the story again? The connection wasn't so clear. Please.
Oh, so sorry. I was saying that there's a story of a former vice chancellor who asked some of us and suggested that that actually should ensure that salaries of
You expressed a while ago some reservations, skepticism, if you will, of ASUU regarding the, some components of the latest offer from the federal government, specifically talking about the 200 billion naira. It says it will include in the 2023 budget. That's 150 billion for revitalization of universities and 50 billion to take care of arrears, standing allowances and the rest of that. I do get the cynicism. After all, since 2009 or thereabouts, these negotiations have been ongoing. And at every single turn, the Nigerian government has reneged in implementing its own parts of the agreement, not just with ASUU, but just about every other agreement it has reached, possibly even with the Nigerian people as far as the social contract is concerned. However, how else is the money going to come from? Assuming, but not conceding, that ASUU is okay with 200 billion naira, 150 as revitalization and 50 billion as allowances, outstanding that you are being owed. How is the federal government supposed to provide for that right now if not through appropriation for next year's budget?
Okay. For fuel subsidy was because the government said, I think they are going to pay 4.4 billion. I do not know why that didn't wait for the project cycle to have that in it. And if I can tell you also that this same issue we are addressing now in 2020, government promised they will do something in 2021 and to mainstream the EAA in the budget, so we will no longer have EAA in areas. 2021, that was immediately after the COVID. 2021, it didn't happen. 2022, it didn't happen. So what is the magic? I mean, we just felt that we are being treated like suppliant children. You know, if he's crying, just give him tea and you will keep quiet. And after that, you can go on and do what you're doing. So we want a concrete evidence that government is willing to do that, because government has failed to do or fulfill so many of these kind of promises before. And this money is no money they are giving to us. It's money we are putting in expenses and to see how we can revitalize expenses in Nigeria. Take it as that both for international scholars, as students and other staff to come in and give the true semblance of universality in our university. So it's not about us, it's about the system. And if you recall, sometime in about that same June, by the middle of June or thereabout, we saw this skyrocketing of dollar versus naira. That is almost, I think it got to 710,000. The simple reason at that time was because many Nigerians were also buying dollars to pay cookies for their children overseas. And this is one way. So if you consider the cost benefit of what we are asking, we are actually helping this government to plan this economy to retain students in this country, to encourage other foreign students to come. So what Nigerians are paying in places like Lome, Togo, Benin Republic, Ghana, we can also have other West African countries at least come into our system and say it will build and increase our foreign earnings. Unfortunately, I don't think that there is any form of economic or any kind of policy to ensure that this link between what we are asking for in the education and what the impact over the economy, I don't think whether they actually do this kind of thing. But to be frank with you, there is no way anybody who are, I mean, they usually say what is twice that. They have been beaten more than five times. So how many times do you want us to be that?
All right, join the conversation right now. If you would, the lines are open. Call 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0003 or 0817-923-0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We are live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. As well, let's get your take on the matter at hand once again. Join in. How much is a lecturer worth? And using the professor as a standard here, what the government is currently offering, just over something in the region of 600,000. What the professor or emeritus professor, the Mibris Committee, which, by the way, I can't overemphasize, was representing the government in the negotiations, was offering 1.2 million, or what the Committee of Vice Chancellors are suggesting. That's what it seems to be, a suggestion. 800,000 naira. Let's get your take. Let's see, via Facebook, Donald Badigos, good evening, Dai. My opinion, there is an urgent need to ask you and the federal government to come up with a compromise for the sake of the children and this nation. Let it be known that the action of ASUU and the federal government has caused a lot of harm to society, and there is an urgent need for a state of emergency to be declared in the education sector in order for this nation to grow and develop like other nations. Donabadi, how is the nation going to grow and develop like other nations when most of the university graduates have never been in a laboratory before? Onye Nuche and Stephen goes, ASUU strike is like the federal government are promoting the minion of... it's like the federal government are promoting the minion of Boko Haram, saying no to Western education. How I wish their children are schooling here. The future of our youth is not bright because of no regard for education. I've got Emmanuel. Well, I no longer do. Back to Facebook. Okay, Chiku Ken goes, frankly speaking, a professor is worth a salary of more than 800,000 naira. Professorship is not an honorary title, but a promotion. A promotional rank based on hard work. If a senator goes in with over 12 million naira and a major in the military earns over a million naira per month, why would that of academics be different? Currently in federal universities, lecturer 2 with a PhD earns less than 150,000 naira. With this same salary, they're required to carry out research, publish papers in high impact factor quality journals, and some of these journals collect article processing fee of over $1,000. They also require to attend seminars, carry out community service as a requirement for promotion. Wow. Considering the present economic situation, even the 800,000 naira is not okay, but it will be a good start. Lecturers deserve better remuneration if we really want improvement in our education. Samuel in Wokuga goes, ASUU deserves more and a great financial attention from the federal government, given their hard work comparative to other government workers. However, lecturers do triple work. One, teaching; two, research; through Community Service Administration. Consequently, the career advancement promotion comes via their research paper publications, which comes from their salaries or personal coffers without federal government support. Plus, FG should do the needful without further dragging feet by paying them all their salary backlog and other entitlements. Enough is enough of the educational degradation in Nigeria. Stephen Ibudu goes, from my meetings with few professors, I believe they're worth it. Unlike a chairman or governor, even president that has less qualifications than a professor, that most of them are politicians teaching or lecturing like a graduate teachers. Okay, Sado, I believe you heard, you must have heard the comments I was reading off Facebook, especially those who were doing some analysis of the amount of work that lecturers have to do, and how a lot of this comes from your own personal coffers. Is that a fair assessment of the situation?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's fair. I can just say it's fair, but it's even on the ticket. When you have Nigerians who talk about lack of productivity in the university system, they also imagine that the lecturer should use his money to equip the laboratory, buy reagents, and do research for the development of this country. And it is this money that they are talking about that the person will use, even for his personal development. Many of our junior colleagues who are yet doing either master's or PhD program also pay school fees. They pay school fees to get those qualifications, apart from the issue of writing papers or publishing in journals or even doing your own research. You get a lab rat imported into this country presently. I don't think that let me know just something I'm not sure of, but I mean, for those who are involved, they know that most of these are imported, even up to lab rats. They are quite expensive to get into this place, because apart from getting them the price you pay, you have to ensure that they are healthy and alive before you can use them for whatever your experiment you're doing. So it's almost on that. But I think those who come into this job do actually believe that they are coming here by the passion of contributing their quota to the development of the economy, and money is not a major consideration. And that is why a lot of them have continued to make this sacrifice to ensure that whatever it takes to make our contribution and help develop this country.
Augustado, please hold that. Augustado, please hold a thought. Emmanuel from HR, you're welcome. Turn off your radio set. Please go ahead. Unbelievable. All right, I've got some more comments over here. Once again, via facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH, via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. I've got other comments here as well. I'll take this one myself. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Daniel.
Go ahead, please.
All right, Barang Gotaria. Daniel, I'm listening to your guest with a keen interest, and I want to say this. Actually, going back, what senators are collecting, professors deserve to collect that 1.2 million. But I want to appeal to our professors on ASU to tamper justice with mercy, in view of the fact that we are almost September. This is September. You ask a very pertinent question. 150 billion revitalization fund, 50 billion allowance. Where will a government that is running with budget, where will this money come from?
There's something, and his response to that was, there's something called a supplementary budget.
Hello?
There's something called a supplementary budget.
Yeah, but in view of the fact that there's a lot to do by government, which government has also budgeted for, make supplementary budget to that tune of 200 billion. Is that possible?
No, the government has actually made supplementary budgets significantly more than that.
That's the point I'm making is that to raise such money for the ASU, in view of what we're experiencing in Nigeria, is not possible. Let them, you know, give the federal government an opportunity with dialogue, and let them take part in it. Then move to next year.
It was the federal government's negotiating team that offered 1.2 million naira.
The federal government.
It was the federal government's negotiating team that offered 1.2 million naira.
The 1.2 million.
It was the federal government negotiating team that offered 1.2 million.
I'm not hearing very
okay.
well.
Okay, all right, so I guess we'll have to end it then if we can't hear each other. Other comment here. Hello, Dial. No Nigerian university professor should earn less than $2,000, which is about 1.4 million naira. That's some Christian. Dial, I'm an MSc student of Copperbelt University, Zambia, on a scholarship anyway, and I'm given 600 euros stipend monthly. When I told my lecturers about it, they confirmed to me that the 600 euros I'm receiving monthly is equivalent to the salary of a professor in Nigeria. I'm amazed by such news. Something must be done quickly. Hello, Dial. We, including your guests, all know that no government, either in Nigeria or First World, would appropriate almost 100% of their budget on funding education. So ASUU is clearly entering into a contract they know from the start is voidable. Again, we continue to rigmarole, doing the same thing every time and obviously getting the same wrong results. Why should professors anywhere in the world, in the country, why should professors anywhere in the country earn same salary? Shouldn't it be based on better criterion instead of collective bargaining? And that's from Mark Paul. Mark Paul, I don't know how maybe 200 billion amounts to 100% of Nigeria's budget. I really don't get that calculation. Or even 300 billion. I don't get how that amounts to 100% of the budget of funding for education. And also, we're talking about people that are being paid by one person. Obviously, states might do something different, more if they want. Private universities might do more or less if they want as well. But they're being paid by one person. Why should collective bargaining not be applicable here? Well, Dr. Sado, we have to wrap this up shortly. Final comments from you, please, in about 20 seconds, please.
Yeah, I think that just to say that a lot of people are misinformed for either being mysterious. Like the budget of Nigeria for education this year is 5.3 or 5.6%. And then even the government had promised at some point that they were going to increase budget allocation to 15%. That if the government gradually improves the funding of education from 15% in the next budget.